President Trump, playing the role of comforter-in-chief, visited Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas. Even though that was the expected response in the face of these tragedies, some local officials and Democrats said he wasn't welcome in the two cities. Protesters greeted him, arguing the president should bear responsibility for the killings, his rhetoric having stirred up anti-immigrant sentiment, especially they felt in El Paso, where the gunman targeted the Hispanic community. Former Vice President Joe Biden said the president had fanned the flames of white supremacy in America. I'm Nick Harper in New York.